B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yes, may I speak to the disc jockey, please?
You are speaking to the disc jockey. Can I guess who this is?
Well, do you think you know who
I do
this
know.
Is?
I do know. You're Southwest Florida's troublemaker, Miss Sarita Williams.
Yes, this is Miss Sarita Williams.
Yes. How have you been, Sarita? I have not heard from you in a while. You must have been out visiting family somewhere, because I would have expected another call earlier than this. You must have been, what, were you traveling?
Due to your actions, sir, I have suffered from a quiffling disorder.
A quiffling disorder? A quiffling what?
That have left me unable to monitor your hate radio program.
What happened to you, Sarita? It's crippling, not a queefing. It's a crippling disorder. And what is it? What I did something?
You know exactly what you've been doing.
You still monitor us every day?
I just told you I had to give it up for a little while. I couldn't take it no more.
What happened? What happened?
I nearly lost my fiancé.
Fiancé? What are you talking about?
Because I have now had the benefit of counsel, both legal, psychological, and spiritual, and I know what you're up to now.
You know what we're up to now, what I'm up to. What are you talking about, Miss Williams?
I
hope you're okay.
I have finally seen the light as to what you're up to, and you and I both know what you're talking about. And my question to you.
Yes?
And I only do this out of the goodness of my heart.
Well, everybody knows you have a good heart, Sarita. Big heart.
Sir.
Ma'am!
Now, I wanted to give you the opportunity that if we could make certain arrangements, I would tell my lawyer to cease and desist.
What?
Any further legal action toward yourself.
Hold on a second. I want you to stop right there, Sarita. You got a litigious tone to you. Now, I haven't done anything. I come in here every day, do a radio show, and somehow you think something I have done is directed at you, that you've needed spiritual, medical, psychological, legal. What have I done to you, and you're going to give me an opportunity to do what?
Well, you have a limited opportunity.
Limited. What?
I will give you 24, and I give you 48 hours.
48 hours for what, Sarita?
If you come up with $500, I let it go.
What? What? What are you, blackmailing me? That sounds like blackmail. I come up with money, you shut up about something?
I did not say I was going to shut up about nothing. I was just saying that I would not pursue a legal remedy. $500 in cash.
You want that in 20s? You want that in $100 bills? Get a mixed denomination? How about a lot of ones? I stopped with this right now. What have I done to you?
Now, I would accept the cash in any form. If you're asking what I would prefer.
Yeah, personal check?
I would prefer $1 bills wrapped in a rubber band.
Ah, gas station style.
Uh-huh.
What? No, wait. Before I say no, which is going to be my final answer, no, why do you want $500 from me in regards to not continuing with a legal end of this? What did I do to you?
Might really want to think this over, because I know for a fact it ain't just me.
Oh,
it ain't just me you've been doing wrong.
Wait a second. Somebody just corrected me. That isn't blackmail. That's extortion. You're trying to extort money out of me.
No, I'm offering you a legal settlement.
A legal settlement to what, Miss Williams?
You give me the money I want.
You keep saying you want money.
And I won't file against you in this particular matter.
I guess there are other investigations going on with me.
Sir,
ma'am,
I have been speaking to professionals about you, and the word I keep hearing over and over again is problematic.
That's a very overused term these days, Sarita, and I don't think I've ever, in the 20-some-odd years that I've known you, you've ever used the phrase problematic. You have been talking to somebody. You have been listening to other people, haven't you?
I've been talking to many other people. And if you don't come up with that $500, you ain't going to be liking what you're going to be reading in the news press, because there's editorial.
Editorial in the news press.
All we got to do is send it to the newspaper, and they have to publish it, and it will be talking all about what you've done.
You're saying Stan is problematic.
Stan is problematic.
In what?
There, we agree on something.
No, we didn't agree. I'm just trying to put the, ma'am, I'm trying to get this all straight in my head. What? I don't socialize with you. I don't see you on the street. I don't go and hang out in the same community that you hang out in. I don't go to your church. I don't go to your grocery store. I don't go to any of these things. I just do a radio show 5 days a week for 4 hours a day, and you're throwing terms out at me. Problematic. You want $500 in $1 bills with elastic bands around them, or you're going to the papers, because I know what I've done.
Do you need me to spell it out for
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
You have been misusing your powers of masculine sexuality. have caused me to become mentally ill to the point that I desire you, that I find you sexually attractive.
Wow!
That my body reacts in a certain way when I hear your voice. That I have become obsessed, where I'm looking at YouTube videos of you waddling around like a fat little duck that I just want to lay down. Now, sir, you know what you're doing.
No, I
don't. You understand you're big, you're sexy. You have to know the effect that would have on women, and it is patently unfair.
How can I prevent that? Let's avoid all of this. If I am...
I see your hair lip, gray-haired ass, and I just go nuts.
That's not my problem. That's your problem.
And I have such impure thoughts of the things that I want to do with and to you.
I don't want to think about that.
I have problematic fantasies that involve you screaming porterhouse at the tops of your lungs.
Yeah, my safe word. Wait a second. How long has this been going on?
Well, it's a slow process. Your brainwashing of what you do to women.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just being me, Serena.
You have been highly abusive to women.
How dare you say that?
You have been using your sexuality to try to get things over on the women.
Uh-huh. And
because
so
I know I can't be the only one.
Well, I don't think you are. I understand that, but that's just my
magnetism.
Because
what I'm talking about is raw, unbridled sexual charisma. You are the devil.
You called me the devil on numerous times. You've gone to my supervisor. It's all because you, Sarita, have the hots for me.
Sir, it is not the hots. It is a psychological, medical disease.
It's a disease
that you have inflicted. upon me and every woman that listened to your show.
Is it the same disease that you've had with Eddie Taylor and obviously your previous husband that allowed you to have, at least that I know of, seven different children with a man? So I guess the man is to blame,
sir,
for you having seven children.
Sir,
and now I'm to blame.
Sir,
ma'am!
Do you really think that $500 is too little to ask when you have spoiled me for all other men?
That is, I spoil you. This is a bunch of crap. You know what? You are extorting me.
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you to get confused.
Yeah.
I do not love you.
Yeah.
What is going on is nothing more, and I know this now thanks to my counselor.
Yeah.
It is nothing more than lust. Uh-huh. It is a pre-programmed bodily reaction.
Right, that you have, the disease that you have.
That you have manipulated.
I have manipulated. Can I ask you one question before I cough up the 500?
Yes,
sir. Are there any other men in the public eye that do this to you?
The only one else that ever did that was... what's his name? He play a character called Balky on TV.
On the TV sitcom?
Yeah.
Balky?
Oh, he did it for me, baby. He did it for me.
Did you get $500 from him?
No, but I did get an autographed picture.
And so you want $500 from me?
Well, I sure appreciate it.
Well, no, you're not getting the $500. Go ahead and print your editorial in the news press, and you're not getting the $500.
Well, now you've done it, because now it's going to be a class action.
Don't threaten
me. Because I'm going to have all the other women's line up right with me so that we can finally get your toxic masculinity off the air.
There's a drive way back.
Don't worry, I'm not
going to
hurt you.
I perform acts in private. I have been for the past 5 years, actually, for close friends, parties, that sort of thing. But I do it with conger eels and a couple of pet whippets. And frankly, it brings the house down.
Oh, my God.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, want to send the bill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
According to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. It's going to be a banner day. I feel it in my blood, going to be a banner day.
Dare I say a red letter day?
A red letter day. This is going to be a big hoop-dee-doo day. We have a couple of things I got to tell you about. And Dave, you're going to be participating an awful lot in today's show.
Mm-hmm.
Footnote, before I get into a banner show. Haney and I witnessed 2 days ago outside while we were having a cool smoke during a song. Dave the Waterman looking at his work schedule and absolutely wringing his hands over it because Dave had to work 3 days this week.
Oh, come on, man.
Now,
it's just
Haney brought something up and that's
Stan,
very important.
You know what?
What?
They're working him so hard. Yep. Arrangements have to be made. I have to provide him with housing.
Yes.
And meals.
I mean, I've got to arrange schedules.
3 days.
For this.
3 days of work. And he was wringing his hands. Now,
3 days? I've been here all week.
I want you to shut up.
I've been here 12 days in
a
row.
I want you to shut your yap for a second. Because I'm not talking to you, Spaz. I'm talking to our audience so they can know what you're really like.
I'm good, bro.
So Haney brings
yes,
up.
You are.
Haney brings up. He says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! What is this that
unacceptable?"
Morgan, his boss, has him working with the Vans and the promotions department on a Friday
during our show.
During our show, which was supposed to be, and this saves me from having him come in a lot of times during the week. Friday is Friday, his day,
mm-hmm.
where his obligations to his obligations to the promotions department are lifted, so he can do the show. You and I, as 40-hour-a-weekers, Dave, 3 days has to work. Ooh, forget it. That's going to bring him to his knees. Says, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then both you and I look, that's unacceptable. Go tell your boss. Well, he did.
Yeah, I did.
I went.
I know you didn't want to.
Yep.
Because then there was hand wringing over that. And, oh, man, I don't want to have to go tell Morgan that I'm not doing it.
I went.
I hate to say it, but I can't do it.
I went and talked to a program director, Matt Mangus.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me and said, "What are you talking about? I'm telling you, Stan, to your face, that Friday is for Dave to be here. What's the conflict?" Well, Dave's been wringing his hands, afraid to talk to his boss. And so what happens is I come in here when Dave gets here, and he's lecturing his program director. "Let me tell you,
no.
I'm not worried." I said, "You don't tell your program director anything. He tells you."
We were talking.
And it was straightened out, and Matt told him to his face, and he knows that he only has to work, other than this show, he has to only work 2 days.
Huh?
You don't have to work, right?
I don't know,
You got it off to come here.
No, I got to, after the show, I got to go.
Well, that's your deal. I'm not in that department. After the show, I'm going out.
20 minutes into the show, and you're lying.
He's lying?
You're lying. He's lying. About the interaction that you and I had when he came into the street. He absolutely was dictating to me.
Yeah, he was. You don't talk to your boss like that.
No question in my mind that you were trying to tell me how to run my department.
Matt.
Stop doing that. It's appealing to nobody.
No, shut up. I was simply stating.
Did you just tell Stan to shut up?
Yeah, he did.
Because, dude,
You better straighten up. Right now.
Right now.
Please let me speak for you.
Because you're going to keep digging a hole, you idiot.
On my behalf?
Yes.
Thank you, bro.
Matt.
Oh, come on, man.
Loosen up.
Matt.
Yes, Mark.
Now, I know you've got a lot more going on than Dave.
It's a busy day today, yes.
Yeah.
But Dave should be appreciated.
He is.
Because how rare is it that you have an employee with Dave's long legendary experience whose only goal is to simply maintain an entry-level job? He is not interested in being promoted more responsibility.
Speaking of hand-wringing, he was hand-wringing because he was afraid that Joey and Jack wouldn't be able to put up the banners properly.
Well, that's a valid concern.
It would be fine.
That is a valid concern.
I want to make sure where that, you know.
What happened with those tables when you went to the stadium?
Tables.
Yeah, they were left behind, weren't they?
And you had to cover it up.
Yeah, I went back and got them. Yep, yep, yep.
Once again, you saved the day.
After Rachel ordered 10 new ones.
Well, yeah, we do got new ones, bro. Yeah, they're nice. Yeah.
Did she order them?
Don't lose those.
Did she order them
because
they were missing?
Yeah, somebody forgot them. Wasn't me.
It wasn't you?
At the stadium, the tables.
You went and got them, I thought.
Yeah, he did. But not until the next day.
Yeah. Oh.
But they had ordered new ones?
But Dave's attention to detail in these vans, when Dave's done with them, they look as good as they possibly can.
That's
when
true.
When they roll in here from the weekend, there's stuff everywhere. Total lack of respect for company property, and Dave makes everything okay.
He does do a nice job.
Yeah, good entry-level job.
I'll give him that.
Yep.
But again, you were dictating to me earlier.
He was. I saw you snapping.
Came into the building, you locked me in that gaze that you give people when you're about to pounce on them.
Come on.
And
Matt, I see you're disappointed with that.
I am. Because I've stood up for this guy.
But would you feel the same way if Dave was, say, 16? Because that's where
he is.
Yes, that's where he is. You can't treat him like a 45-year-old.
And I say 11. I mean, my God, look at that face.
Now, see, if you treat him expecting that, you'll never be let down.
Okay.
I got your back, boss.
Yeah, you always do, Dave.
You know, I just was voicing concerns.
You were dictating to him, I saw.
Oh, shut up.
Do you know that's so unappealing?
Because that's all you do.
Why does that bother you? That really gets to you.
Yeah. That's all he does.
What does
he do? That's all I do?
Yeah, 4 hours of this.
I've made a good living doing it, though.
Yeah, you have.
What about you?
Well, I've been fired.
I signed that check. Trust me, he's making a good living.
You haven't been fired that much.
Well, yeah, only four times.
And quit a couple. And,
yep.
And then there was the one time where you didn't quit. You weren't fired. You just stopped coming to work.
Yep. It's true.
Dave used to have my office, right?
I know he did.
He comes in all the time and looks around longingly.
He
like
did.
He belongs there.
He left his keys there and just left.
Yep. Then I drove around with a bullet in my mouth.
Why did you do that?
Just, you know, rolling around, you know.
Thinking. Oh, was that when you were intimidating Johnny Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
Hey, just be on your toes. Big day for you today.
Dude, I'm stoked, bro.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stan,
yes,
you said it's a banner day,
yes.
A red letter day.
Yes.
Well, it's just gotten even better.
Tell me.
And I'd like to, this is for everybody, but specifically for our Vietnam veterans. I am about to make your day.
Lay it on us.
Hanoi Jane was just arrested in Washington, D.C., zip-tied and hustled off.
She's about 78 years old now.
81.
81. God bless her. Good.
Zip tied, thrown in the old paddy wagon.
What was she doing?
Hanoi
Jane.
Complaining about carbon.
Good. Take her away. And I don't appreciate what you just were doing.
What did I just do?
You know, Rob Show puts in about 18 hours a day.
Yeah. He does that so he can get what's called a living wage.
And what I, you know, and I said,
tell everybody, because he's in another room. You're sitting there mumbling under your breath, slack jawed, and you're saying,
"I'm looking at Rob, and I'm going, man, you know, he's awfully bald." And I said,
"No, that is not what you said."
No, what I said is, I thought to myself,
"That is not what you said."
Shut up! And I thought to myself,
"This is lies."
I said, he's got hair on the side. I said, if he grew the hair out on the side, would he have that look?
You mean kind of like Gavin McLeod, Murray from Mary Tyler Moore and Captain Steubing from The Love
Boat.
Yeah,
you know, and I was thinking, man, you know, and then I thought, I wonder how long, he's awfully young to be that bald, you know? Like, how long?
Well, that's when it starts.
You have really got...
What do you mean, when you're young?
You really got some gall.
No, man, no. Well, there were guys in high school I knew that were going bald, and then there were other dudes in high school.
You make it, there's the Murray Slaughter.
That had full-on beards.
There's the Captain Steubing right there.
All that stuff. Yeah. But no, man, I was just curious. There he is!
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
What's up, Rob?
You know what? That's not how you said it.
Yeah, it was how I said it, Stan.
Now, how old was Gavin McLeod when he played Murray?
In his 40s. He played also on McHale's Navy in the 60s, and he was bald.
Rob, when did you start going bald?
17.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And when did you start going bald, Dave? Because you're thinned out pretty good.
Look at that, bro. That's called hair, son.
Is that what that's called?
Is that what that's called? Dry, brittle.
It doesn't matter. It's still stuck on my scalp.
Not really. You got bald patches.
And you know what the funny thing is?
What?
When you accuse someone of having dry, brittle hair,
yep,
it's not about their hair.
No.
I know what you're accusing.
Yep. I want everybody to take a note of something, because I am right 100% of the time.
That's a pretty good slugging percentage.
Yep. You ever see people out on the street? You may work with them. You may see them at a ball game or a concert or some gathering. We'll see a bunch of it over at Bike Night in Cape Coral tomorrow night. You'll see a lot of it tonight at the Buddha. But you're going to see guys and women, too, that have dry, brittle hair. They may have it all fly away. They may have it long, short, but it is dry. And Haney and I have been doing this. I brought it to his attention probably 25 years ago. I said, those people with the dry, brittle, it almost looks like you can snap it off mid-strand, are the heavy pot smokers. the ones who really like to smoke pot. And I'm not talking about, you know, let's party a little bit and do up a doob. I'm talking about the bong hitting water pipe every day for very dry, brittle hair. Right, Dave? Yours, you're not going bald from the scalp. You're going bald because the hair strand snaps off.
We don't make you bald, bro.
Yeah. It makes your hair very dry.
And I don't even smoke weed.
And the worst hair...
Oh, yeah, you've upgraded.
Oh, shut up.
The worst hair that you ever saw was on Bob the Weirdo. Because not only was he a heavy pot smoker...
He lived and a vegetarian.
Yep.
No protein, no oils. Dry as they possibly come. Look.
61 years old.
Yep.
Been a weed smoker for 50 years.
Dry hair.
No, dude. Matt. He's got great...
But he's got a full head of hair.
Matt, I think you're wrong because... medical marijuana has only been legal for like a year.
Right. You're right. I made a mistake.
Matt?
Pat's
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
That's why you still got a full head of luxurious hair.
Plenty of hair there.
But you eat meat, don't you?
Very brittle.
Yeah, you eat meat.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what saved you.
Yeah, the proteins and the oils and the meat.
Fantastic.
No, you're a handsome man.
I'm all right.
If somebody told me, how old are you?
61.
I would have never guessed it. What's your secret?
Eating meat and smoking weed.
Right on, bro.
You think
right.
You've done anything to deserve your bad luck?
My bad luck?
Yeah.
Hey, that's all over with. It's in the rear.
No, because you've been on a hell of a roll for like the past year, but before that, it was like
the walls were closing in. I had some bad years.
And as far as I know, you did nothing to deserve that.
I did not.
Nothing.
Right. Absolutely not. Nothing.
And you've been on a roll probably for 3 years now.
Things have been going good
but
since
you know
I walked
what?
In this place.
You can look at it and go, oh, that's great. He's lucky. No, he had to have it.
Yep.
I needed it.
Yep.
And you didn't even do anything wrong.
I
a lot of bad happened to you.
I tried to live a good life, and yeah, you know, that's life, man. You know
how do you not become bitter when it's really out of your hands?
Because I knew deep down things would work out eventually. They always do. You just got to, you know.
But what if they hadn't?
I was confident that they would.
And they did.
Yeah, I had faith in myself, and I had faith in my friends.
That's what it's all about. Hear that, Dave? Yeah. Hear that?
Dave, listen to these guys.
I do.
In one ear and out the other.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Mark Haney is your sensei, and your conscience is over here.
Hi there. That's a great analogy.
Don't you think?
That's a great analogy.
That's the way I've always looked at it.
Haney's
I've been listening
your
to you
sensei.
Guys on the radio for 100 years.
I'm your conscience. I tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Let's do the grab
bag. Really, he did. He went through
hell.
Yes,
he did. And he's back on top.
And there was nothing he could do about
it. No.
But he kept going.
Hear that, Dave?
And it paid off.
Yep.
Bro, I'm
Shut
doing
up,
the same
Dave.
Thing, man.
No, you're not. You're still at an entry-level job.
But that's what he wants.
Then I don't get it.
Because there was a job open, and I said, Dave, you going after it? Oh,
no,
hell
no.
I don't want to do that.
I don't need that.
I don't need that, man.
So his goal is simply to remain in an entry-level position.
Yep. Life's good.
And he's subordinate to kids that weren't even born when he started
it's
here.
It's true. His boss is old enough to be his daughter.
Not cool, man.
Yeah, but true.
And you got to clean up after all these millennials that take the vans out on the weekend. Yeah, man.
Grab bag.
Mm-mm-mm.
Can I do the grab bag, Dave?
Sure, Stan. It's your show.
Damn right. Brought to
Last
you.
Last time I checked.
says a Stan and Haney show, not Dave show.
Well, you know.
All right? We tried that.
Well, yeah, you know
I'm going to play that clip?
No, don't do it.
You know how many times we hear that?
Yep. Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41, North Naples.
What a nice day.
It is a nice day.
Hanoi, Jane's in jail.
Yep, and coming up in about 20 minutes, 15 minutes, who knows Dave better? As Haney and I will go head-to-head in a series of questions about Dave. He just requires an answer. We'll show our answers that we wrote down ahead of time. Whoever's right will get the point.
Wouldn't it be odd if this whole situation turned out to be the fact that Dave is in purgatory and I'm his advocate and you're his prosecutor.
That's another good analogy.
I want Dave to go to heaven.
You know what? You can say that, and I believe that you want that. The only one that can get that is him.
Sometimes I get the feeling you don't want Dave in heaven.
I don't. Think about it.
Bro.
It doesn't matter.
We're talking about a man's eternal soul.
That's his business. Not mine. Mine's to get my eternal soul into heaven. And let me tell you, straight to the top.
Stan's seen enough of me on Earth. You don't want to
I'd see
me
you up
there.
In heaven. I'd say hi to you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You'd be in purgatory. You'd be in that elevator, up or down, up or down. And then I'd be floating around in heaven and just bump into the elevator button. Down.
Purgatory would be terrifying. Because the way I've seen it described is that you can see both.
Yeah.
And you're just stuck.
Which way are you going to go? Yep. Doesn't matter what level, Dave. Doesn't matter what level, you have to have that go-get-em attitude. Just like this 10-year-old boy. He's a football player in Texas. At a giving his teammates a pep talk before the big game. He's 10.
I saw this.
Get angry. I want to see all of you do that. Because if you do that, you're determinated to the game. I'm not saying be one person, be you, but also have passion. Be determined. Be a maverick. And when we get on that field, let's show the Cisco Lobos how to be a maverick. Let's show that we can beat them on their home field, on our home field. We can beat them anywhere. We can go to New England, for goodness sake, play in the snow, and still beat them.
Yeah! Let's go there, little Newt Rockne. Let's win one for the Gipper. Now, hold on.
Is that a coach's son?
Yes, it is, probably.
All right.
Well, wait a second now. Let's go to the opposite side. There's a little boy, just like, Newt Rockne, All-American. And then we go to the female side of that age. This coming to us, he was 10, this girl's 8. And she's crying in front of her mother. The little girl, we got the little boy.
Well, she's a girl. Girls cry.
Because she has no idea where she's going to find a husband. She's 8. No idea where she's going to find a husband. Take a listen to this beauty.
You don't know where to find what?
I just don't know.
Don't know what?
I just don't know where to find a husband.
A what?
A husband.
A husband?
I just don't know where to find one.
But you don't need a husband to be happy.
Because I don't want to be alone.
You don't want to be alone?
No.
You won't be alone, okay? Husband or not, okay?
Oh, poor little girl.
Yeah, look at her.
Yeah. You know what? Since we're doing this, can I play you a clip of another 8-year-old?
Sure.
I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC. I want to talk about, climate change. Because, there's no doubt cow farts are making the climate change. In July, the climate was 96 degrees. And in February, the climate was 36 degrees. OMG. That's a huge change in the climate in only 4 months. At this rate, the world is going to end in exactly 12 years. And, I'm only 29 years old now. So the world will be over when I'm only 37 years old. I also want to talk about socialism, because socialism is so amazing. Socialism is actually short for social media. Did you know that?
That's good. Oh, this is going to be big in New Hampshire. Nobody is running for mayor.
What?
A guy in Keene, New Hampshire, brilliant, legally changed his name to Nobody. No last name.
You nearly did that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I nearly changed my name. So he changed his name to Nobody so he could run for mayor because there's lots of jobs in government that nobody should do.
I made it because I intended to run for office, and there's a lot of jobs in government that nobody should do. What I'd like to do in any political position is as little as possible. And by that, I mean shrink government down as much as I can. I think if I don't get mayor, I'm going to run for governor.
Yeah, nobody's running for governor. Jeez.
Is this not on?
It is on. I haven't touched it.
Is it in program?
Did it crash?
No, it's playing.
Yeah.
Hit the buttons, Dan.
It is. You see it red, don't you?
We'll shut it off and back on again.
It was playing just a second ago.
Turn it back on. Now pot it up.
It is up, Dave. You idiot. You stoop. You stooge.
You're positive.
Yeah. There it is. Everything right there, ready to roll.
Hmm.
Well, we're screwed the rest of the show then.
I'll get the engineer in here. Oh, jeez, what did you do?
That's the box. I was trying to make this play, but then
The computer to play?
Yes.
Oh.
No, you bastard.
I thought you were doing that. It stopped. The music stopped. You know, I'm
And
not...
I did this for you.
Last time I checked,
and
I'm
I
not
did this
Kreskin.
For you.
I'm not Kreskin. I'm not Kreskin. When the music stops, you say, what happened
and
to it?
And you just turned it down.
Huh?
You just turned it down.
Because I'm talking right now.
You need to go back to board operating school.
I'll punch you right in the freaking face. If it stops in the middle and you say, where did it go? What do you want me to think? Now, we can start. What are you playing for
me? I did it for you and you're being
mean. Who knows what you're doing?
I did it for, well, that's the idea.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash.
It was for you.
The moment's passed.
Now you're going to be a stick in the mud.
I'm not a stick in the mud.
Now you're going to be a stick in the mud. Is this going to be your 3-year fit?
No, it's not.
Are you going to lose your temper?
I am not
a
mind reader.
Are you
going to
lose your temper?
I am not a mind reader. This thing's playing and it stops.
Why are you screaming and yelling? I didn't scream and yell at you.
And I said, what the hell happened to it? And then you're, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I thought the computer was broken. It wasn't directed at you.
No.
Why are you throwing a fit?
I thought the box was broken.
Don't you get that way.
Don't
you dare.
Start with me.
Don't you dare. You know what? I'm going to have your wife
don't even.
Take your popcorn maker away from you because you don't deserve it today.
There we go.
There we go. Everything's great.
I like this guy.
I can't believe you deprived us of Johnny Cash Nobody.
We can play it later.
No, the moment's passed.
I agree. Craig Stivender is his name. He's from South Carolina. And, well, he's running for office. He just launched his campaign for sheriff. Now, he doesn't want anybody digging into his closet. You know
well,
why?
Does he have any qualifications?
Well, he put out his first campaign ad. Yes, he's been in blackface. Yes, he's had a few tickets in his life, and he's letting everybody know about it.
Well, get out in front of it.
There's
yeah.
the sheriff. There he is in blackface.
Oh, he looks good.
And he's getting out in front of this.
I'm not perfect, and I wish I can change a thing or two. As a 16-year-old, I received a ticket for not having my driver's license in my possession. I've been married, divorced, and remarried. I've lost my temper and been reprimanded at work. I've been in fender benders that were my fault. And about 10 years ago, as a young police officer, I attended a law enforcement Halloween party dressed as ruthless drug kingpin, Big Meech Flannery. Today, we understand that type of costume is troubling to many.
Yes. Get out in front of it.
I love it. I do. I love it.
Get out
I
in front
want
of
to
it.
See more of it.
Yes. You want to lose weight?
Because you got people that bring this stuff up, pointing the finger, and
yeah.
you know they've done things that they don't want
Everybody
put out in public.
Everybody has. Right, Dave?
Yep. It's not like, you know, you don't grow and mature. Dave?
What?
Nah, never mind.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. This is brilliant, and it works. I might want to try this. A 27-year-old guy in the UK named Dibsby McClintock.
Ah, that's a good name. Sounds like he lives in Tombstone.
Wanted to lose weight last year. He weighed a whopping 560 pounds. So he got a personal trainer. And the personal trainer has gotten him banned, legally banned, from all fast food joints in this little town he lives in. He can't go into it. He'll get popped. He's lost weight.
Each year, I take one person for free and try and change their life. With Dibsy, I didn't know him. We'd never met each other before. I seen him come into my company, and I'll be honest, I'd never seen a human as big.
It definitely worked. It was used as a deterrent, so I didn't go to it.
Did you try and get into these places?
No.
Did you say, I'm not that guy?
You didn't have a moment to go, we're not letting you eat, you're banned. You never had that?
No.
It made you not go?
Yeah, I just didn't even attempt to go. It didn't bother me no more.
Uh-huh. He's down to a nifty 250, 270.
I saw a great, great story where she had no choice but to come out and admit it. This woman took a questionnaire from a walk-in clinic.
Yeah.
And the clinic doctor immediately diagnosed her with ADHD and got her hooked on Adderall. And she realized, hey, I'm losing a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I feel like I look really good. Meanwhile, she's out of her mind on the speed.
Yeah.
And so she starts representing herself as a fitness instructor. Look how much weight I've lost. And she'd set the camera up and do a fake workout and have people subscribe and give them all these tips when all she was doing was taking speed.
Nice job, Pat.
And guess what happened? She said, oh, for my family's sake, I decided to get off the Adderall, and I gained 50 pounds overnight.
See what happens when we come back? Who knows Dave better? Penny and I will write our answers down. Dave will answer the questions. Rob will ask the questions.
All right.
You answer honestly, Dave.
Yeah, bro.
Honestly. The only way that this is going to work, if Haney or I know you better, is if you answer honestly.
I understand the word honest.
All right. We'll do it when we come back.
That's a good answer, Dave.
Yep, yeah. That's
you
an
understand
honest
the word of honest.
Yeah, I understand the word honest. It's in the dictionary.
Stan and Haney, 96K Jeez. Rock. Shut
think
up.
I'm stupid?
Shut up. You always have to get the last word.
Well, that's what I do. You know, I can't help myself.
I have to outro Stan and Haney, 96K Rock. You don't go and mumble underneath it.
All right, we'll go in and start plotting it down.
I'll shut yours completely off. How's that? Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
I'll slide right over here.
By the way, Dave we're going to play Who Knows Dave Better. Haney and I will go at it head-to-head. This is being streamed live on the Stan and Haney Facebook page, on the K-Rock Facebook page, and Tony's in here, and he's actually filming it professionally. And because Marvin is not using the camera, it'll be right side up.
Yep.
Well, that's a bonus.
Yeah, it's a bonus.
Hell yeah.
So just a little incidental music.
It is as bright as the sun in here.
You would think they'd have some kind of low lux thing on the camera where they could film in lower light, but there we go. But
right on.
Marvin says there's no such thing as a low lux camera.
Oh, Marvin is supervising.
Yes,
huh?
He's digital program director now.
Look at him. He's rubbing his hands together and going, oh, the clicks, the clicks.
Yeah, the clicks. The clicks. The clicks.
That's exactly what he's doing. Rob has 10 questions. He will go through each one individually, and Haney and I will write down our answer on a piece of paper. Do not look at what Haney's writing.
Mm-hmm.
Do not look at what I'm writing.
My God.
All right? Your job is to answer the question as honestly as you possibly can. And if Haney gets it right, he gets a point. If I get it right, I get a point. We both get it right, we both get a point.
All right.
10 of them. We'll see who knows.
Are these Dave multiple choice?
No. No, we have to...
And I have to write these down in
write
secret?
Write down. Yeah, don't let him see.
I'm not going to look.
You have to answer as you would answer them. We're predicting your answer.
Now, is each scrap of paper for one question?
For one question. Yes, if you need more, I have more. Just raise your hand.
Should I write on the back? Or
you can if you'd like. I'd like to ask Marvin, are we filming properly? Okay.
Is it upside down?
Okay, good.
Everything's in focus.
All right, let's bring on the moderator, Rob Show. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
All right, are we ready to begin this quiz?
All right, question number one.
All right.
Dave finds a $20 bill on the ground. What does he do with it?
All right, let me write my answer. All right, I have my answer done, Haney.
Yes.
Dave, repeat the question, Rob.
Dave finds a $20 bill on the ground. What does he do with it?
Your answer, Dave.
Go party.
My answer, spend it on booze and drugs. Booze and drugs. Does that count? That's partying. Let me bring up that. Yes? Yeah, okay, that's partying.
Well, I didn't go that far, but I think I'm correct.
What do you got?
Why do I have to write this down, then?
Because for the cameras.
Oh, so it's a video.
Yeah, and we have to have our answer.
Thanks, Marvin.
It's got to be legit,
we have
man.
To have our thing already done before he answers.
I'll let the digital crowd see my answer. He can focus a camera,
I cannot
Marvin.
Believe this, Marvin.
What is going on?
He is let micromanaging Tight Shirt Tony.
That's not the way it works. What did you write down, Haney?
Says nothing, keeps it.
Judges. Okay, well, you know, then we both get a point
legit.
On that.
That's legit. I mean, that's...
All right, says nothing, keeps it. Proper answers would have been pay Haney back, put it towards gas in his car, buy
some food. I
wasn't
going for proper, I was going for correct.
Correct, and exactly, only, and that's how the game's played.
And that's free money, Stan.
All right, Rob?
The second question. Dave is called by a coworker who lives in Cape Coral. The coworker needs a ride to the station. What does Dave do?
All right.
The hell are you writing over there?
My answer.
We'll give the digital a sneak peek at my answer so you'll know before anybody else.
All right, so you've answered?
Yeah.
Rob, the question again for Dave to answer?
Dave is called by a coworker who lives in Cape Coral. The coworker needs a ride to the station. Mm. What does Dave do?
I pick him up, man. Give him a lift.
Haney, your response?
Says, sorry, dude.
Oh, come on.
Yep, I think I got it right. I got it. Match him. Does not respond, leaves coworker behind.
Oh, come on, boys. I'd help out, man.
No.
I've helped out plenty of people.
I've asked.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally have had this scenario happen.
Yep. Bro. But you got
and what did he say?
He got
an answer.
Yep. No really? Response.
Oh, he didn't even say sorry.
No, he didn't answer his phone.
Really? I must have been partying.
Well, and plus, he might not have known which number to call.
Yeah, that's true. I got seven phone numbers.
Which one works now, the 904?
The 213 I got right now, and I've got an 805. I've got a 954.
Which is the preferred one?
For you?
Yeah.
954.
All right. Okay. Haney and I both got that wrong, but we know we're right.
No, you're not.
Next question.
Question number three. Dave is given an expensive electronic gift for his birthday. What does he do with it?
Okay. I've written mine down.
What a jerk. All right, dude.
All right, Dave. Rob asked the question of Dave.
Dave is given an expensive electronic gift for his birthday. What does he do with it?
I use it and then set it down.
Haney, what did you write?
Pawn shop.
Oh, come on, guys! Damn, man!
That is rude, again, dude.
We didn't match. I asked you before we started this game, be honest.
I am being honest.
You are not being honest.
I use it, and it's...
You are lying through your teeth. And Dave, Amy and I are matching.
Every
it doesn't
Friday,
matter, you match.
Every Friday, what? You say you're bringing in the GoPro the next Friday, but we've not seen it in years.
Because there is no GoPro. You pawned it.
Whatever, dude.
Next question.
This is...
Question number four. Dave is sad and whining like a bitch. He won't say it, but what is he really looking for?
He won't say it, but what is he really looking for? What, say it, repeat the question.
Dave is sad and whining like a bitch. He won't say it, but what is he really looking for?
Okay.
Oh, man.
There you go. There you are.
Yeah, show your stuff, Stan.
Okay. All right, repeat the question for Dave.
Dave is a sad and whining little bitch. He won't say it, but what is he really looking for?
Dave?
Sympathy and help.
I said money.
I said cash money. With a dollar sign on the S.
How is Haney and I matching you, and you're not giving the response? If he and I already are matching like crazy...
Because I'm not always looking for cash.
You're not being honest.
Do you have anything on you now?
No, I don't. For you. All right, next question.
Are we allowed to talk about your wheels?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
No, we will.
We've got big news.
Yeah, I got big news coming.
Question number five. Okay. Dave is at a bar. It's 8 p.m. He says he's on his best behavior. Mm. What condition will Dave be at around midnight?
Okay.
I don't know. That's I need clarification on the question. Is this work or private time?
Either or. Because sometimes it doesn't matter if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I think it does matter, because I would have two different answers.
Let's just say on his own time.
Private time,
man. That's private time.
We're gigging, man, you know?
There's my answer. And my answer, and he's writing his down.
Dude.
All right, Rob, will you repeat the question for Dave? He must answer honestly.
Dave, you're at a bar. It's 8 p.m. You say you're on your best behavior. Mm. What condition will you be in around midnight?
Severely bombed. Ain't no doubt about that.
Lying again.
I'm not lying. I think
I might have a match here. I say drunk and vomiting.
Yep. Bombed.
I didn't go that far. I just played it safe and said, obviously impaired.
Yeah.
That's correct. That's a match. All right. Well, I think we both matched twice. Haney and I have matched quite a bit, though. Next question.
Don't look at me like that.
Question number six. Dave is told to be at work at 9 a.m. sharp tomorrow. What time does Dave show up?
Okay.
Oh, dude, I got this.
Can you repeat the question?
Dave is told to be at work at 9 a.m. sharp tomorrow. What time does Dave show up?
Got it.
I got it. Here you go. All right, Rob, will you ask Dave the question?
Dave, you're told to be at work tomorrow at 9 a.m. sharp.
Mm-hmm.
What time do you come in?
9:01.
I answered 11:15, two hours and 15 minutes late.
I'm never that late.
Last week.
I answered 11:20 a.m.
Very close. We're within 5 minutes. I think Haney and I, again, match.
How
Dave's lying.
Well, that's what just happened. That's what happened just a couple of days ago.
Yeah. All right, next.
Oh, remember? Whoa. No. I was told to be here at 9, and then I got
a text.
Stop
your whining. Haney and I matched on that.
Because you were told to be here at 9, and you arrived at 11:20.
Yeah, damn right.
What the hell?
So right on, bro.
Yeah, case closed. I mean, that's... Yeah, you didn't give an honest answer. Haney and I matched.
I did give an honest answer.
We didn't match you.
Because I was told otherwise.
Next.
People need to quit talking to me, man.
Question number 7. Dave is running errands for a coworker. It should only take about 30 minutes, yet it takes Dave 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Where was he?
All right.
Oh, God.
My here's my answer, Tony.
Yeah. not cool, man.
You don't know what I'm writing.
I already know. I can do.
You already know the correct answer.
No, I know what the answer is. I'm reading your mind. I know what you think.
All right. Rob, go ahead.
Dave, you're running errands for a coworker.
Yep.
Should only take you a half hour, yet it takes you 3 hours. Yep. Where were you?
Talking to chicks, man. Talking to people.
I don't know. I wrote down at a bar or at Hooters.
Dude, have I ever shown up just bombed with food? I mean, come on, man.
No, you just have a stabilizer.
Wait,
what did you write, Haney?
I wrote, don't want to know.
No matches there.
Dude, hey, man. Hey, it's busy out there, boys.
Yeah, whatever. Remember when Junior used to do that? He used to do it in 30 minutes flat.
And last week, remember we had the adventure where Dave had to rescue the Hooters girl with the flat tire.
Damn
us. And then she offered him a chicken sandwich. Damn. So he had to drive all the way up into Fort Myers, and that's why it was gone for 3 hours. And then there was a bunch of drag queens. And there were K-Rock stickers on the air conditioner.
Yeah, it sure was. Running late.
See, and then you got to have the details.
Yeah.
And then I'm on my way back, and there's a car crash, and I got to get out and help
We're running
people.
Short on time. Can Rob ask the next question that you will get wrong?
Question number 8. Dave hears two women in distress. He immediately takes out his cell phone and starts recording. Does Dave help the two ladies?
Why the hell is it taking you guys so long?
I got mine
done.
There's my answer.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
See, he's writing down a good answer, too.
Yeah,
this is not just an easy answer. I mean, we know the answer, but it's, you know, it's...
I got it.
All right, Rob, ask him the question.
Dave, you hear two women in distress. You take out your cell phone and you start recording.
Of course.
Do you end up helping the two ladies?
Absolutely.
I answered no. He films the young one's ass.
Oh, shut up!
I wrote, gives verbal commands.
That's right.
Continues to film.
Haney got it right.
Yeah, well, I think we're pretty close on this. You know, verbal commands.
Damn right.
That's not helping some ladies.
And you know what his verbal commands are?
What?
Don't move. Stay there.
Yep.
As he's filming her.
The girl's
ass.
Don't
worry about it.
Yeah, the young one's ass.
I wasn't filming no ass.
Next, Rob, I know we got about two more left.
You showed it to me, dude.
It was a leg, man.
A leg.
Question 9. Dave tells his coworkers that he just spent last night with a beautiful Playboy bunny. In fact, there could be a relationship starting. In reality, where was Dave last night?
We remember this one.
Yeah, damn right. I know this one. That was a good time.
Here's my answer.
What? Come on, Mark.
Yeah, well, he has to explain his answer because... You convolute lies.
No, man.
California
dude.
Lies.
No, dude, that was legit. I had a good time.
I'm running out of ink.
Yeah. Yeah, you're running out of ink. Hey. Now, it's our Haney and I have been matching quite a bit, but our job is to match Dave if he answers honestly. Again, if he answers honestly.
So far, you two have only matched each other twice, or matched Dave twice.
Yeah.
But we matched each other
every other time.
Yeah. All right, ask the question to Dave again.
Dave, you tell your coworkers that you spent last night with a beautiful Playboy bunny.
Damn right, I'm looking at
her. You even think
now.
There could be a relationship starting. But in reality, where were you?
I was with her at Subway, man, getting a footlong.
At Subway?
Yeah.
I thought you went back to her place and spent the evening.
Yeah, after Subway.
My answer was home alone drunk.
No. Nope.
My answer is at home in garage.
Come on.
Watching the Speed Channel while drinking beer.
Yep, I think Andy and I are quite close. He was a little bit more. But again, Dave's answer, incorrect. Last one.
You got to admit, that's a pretty good answer, Dave.
Yeah, because it was the truth. It's
at home, in the garage, watching the Speed Channel, drinking beer.
Hell yeah, bro.
You lie.
Shut up,
okay.
I'm not lying.
Final question.
The final question. Dave is in the K-Rock van.
Oh.
He gets a very upsetting phone call regarding something in his personal life.
Oh.
What does Dave do to the windshield of a company vehicle?
I think we're going to get a match here.
Yeah. Man, not cool, man. No wonder.
Here's my answer.
It should just be two words.
There you go. Final one, then we got to take a break.
Dave, you're in the K-Rock van. Yep. You get a very upset phone call regarding something in your personal life.
Damn right.
What do you do to the windshield of a company vehicle?
I kicked it out.
My answer was, smashes it and blames someone else.
Yep, whoa. Kicked out the windshield.
My answer is, smashes it, calls me in a panic.
Yeah, I did.
I think that's a match.
And if I had time, I would have continued my answer. Smashes it, calls me in a panic. I throw him in the back of a pickup truck and flee the scene.
Yes.
So I guess the blame it on someone else works, too.
No, that's what happened.
So what's the final?
Well, you guys tied. You both got Dave right three times.
And then the seven other times, Haney and I matched.
And he lied.
Very close on many of them.
Very. We're streamlined on those.
Sounds like you know him better than he knows himself.
Yep. We both know Dave very well, and he won't admit to the truth.
No, I'm telling the truth, bro. Yeah.
Let's go back to that Playboy bunny.
What if we were
but
to...
That was,
what
thank if, you for saving me that time, though.
You needed it.
Bro, did I ever.
And I didn't even have my car. Yeah. I had to get that crazy friggin' neighbor's pickup truck and threw you in the bed.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was wasted, man. Yeah.
Just leave the van there. Blame somebody else.
Dude, no, man. I parked
Dave,
it.
Dave, you stand by the Playmate story.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
What would happen if we got her on the phone?
Get her on the phone? We'll get her on the phone.
We can.
Oh, I know. It's been a long time on the knees.
We'll be back.
You really want to push that?
Do you want to push that?
No,
you
I
don't
really
want to come clean on that.
No, I
come
ain't going to push that. I ain't going to push. Dude, we went out and had Subway, bro.
And?
That's not what you told us. I still have the tapes where you claimed you were.
Dave, I don't doubt that you took her to Subway.
I don't doubt that either.
It's the rest of it.
It's the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Going to stick to that, too?
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff, what's she going to say?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you should if you know what
I don't
happened.
Know what she's going to say. How am I supposed to know what she's going to say?
She's going to say the same thing. She'll remember that night, wouldn't she? Remember that night, that special night?
You know, I wasn't up to par.
You told us you did her.
Will you shut up, man?
Is it true?
Dude, I'm already in enough trouble.
We'll be back. Liar. Stan and Haney.
Never going to make it.
96K.
Never going to make it, man.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You just heard one there from Adelita's Way. Of course, their hit, Invincible. They're going to be performing tonight at the Buddha. Tickets are available. VIP sold out. But they will be at the Buddha tonight. You can still go to 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app and get your tickets for $10. You wait to go to the Buddha tonight at the door, they're $15. There are still some tickets available for Adelita's Way. They're also going to have the Black Moods there and Blacklight District. So there you go. $10 now if you order them at 96krock.com. $15 at the door tonight. I'm looking at the Absolute Law text line after Dave's segment. First of all, Captain Lazaro, who is very upset with Dave, heard him saying to me, shut up. And he once again texts, in the military, if you tell the commanding officer to shut up, you will go to the captain's mast, court-martialed, and then to the brig. Plain and simple.
Well, that's why Dave found the military wasn't a fit for him. Or they found he wasn't a fit for them.
Yep. I see what else we got on here that I can talk about that isn't using swear words. someone admitting Dave's a heavy pot smoker.
He's really not. Yeah.
Mentioning about him being toilet sick. Oh, and as far as the Playboy Playmate, as everybody knows, pictures or it didn't happen. You know, and I got to hand it to you. You said to me, and I think you're right, let them have that little bit of memory. It's not true, but let him believe it.
I mean, it's harmless for the most part.
4 o'clock safe word coming up in about 10 minutes. I want to make this announcement, and I know for a fact that it started out with zero followers because it was created today. All of this digital stuff, of course, you can see our quiz with Dave on our Facebook page. We've started a Stan and Haney Instagram page.
Oh, boy.
Now, you can find the Stan and Haney Instagram page, our little, what is it? What do you call that, Rob? A handle? A username? What is it?
Yeah, handle.
All right. Stan and Haney 96K. That we just started Instagram today. Both Haney and I are very unfamiliar with it. I looked on there and created it, and it's zero followers. So, as an experiment to see if our listeners are really in the digital world, let's see before 6 o'clock how many followers to the Stan and Haney Instagram page can we get, and if anybody puts anything up. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Would you like an update as to how many are following now?
But there is already people following.
When did you do it?
I did it 1 o'clock today. Was the first time Stan and Haney ever had an Instagram page. How many we got?
Oh, now they're flooding in. You just had two. Now you're up to six. One, two,
we got
three,
six
four,
followers.
Five,
wow.
Six, seven. Yeah,
woo!
Seven clicks.
There you go. Clicking away. Stan and Haney, 96K on Instagram.
How many of them are foreigners?
Oh, you're already up to 21.
Really?
They're skyrocketing.
How many of them are foreigners?
Yeah. And how many of are they real or?
That's my point.
There's some good looking girls that are following
They're
you guys.
Fake.
Yeah.
So it just started today.
Foreigners and good-looking girls—they're not real.
No,
they don't exist.
What do they call? What's that? What do they call that? Not real ghosts. What is that?
I don't know.
Clickbait. What is that?
You're just throwing hot words around.
I know nothing about Instagram. I know it's the place to put pictures.
I don't know nothing, and I can prove it.
And if we wanted to put a picture, because I couldn't figure it out. Do I have to do that strictly on my phone if I want to post a picture on Instagram, or can you do it from a computer? I don't know.
I got to be honest. I don't know either. If you try and go to the Instagram website, it's the worst design.
I know. It doesn't show
ever.
You where, like, we could put up a lot of pictures of ourselves recently, and you can't. I don't know how to
put what do purpose
it.
Does that serve?
This is. Look, I don't know what purpose it serves.
65.
65
67
followers?
67 now.
Look at that, Haney. What's good? What's good? Do you have an Instagram?
I do, but I've been on there for, got like 10 years now. I'm at 4,000, but it's been.
Hold it. How many you got?
4,000.
Remember, he was crying about LeBron. He's famous.
Oh, right. That's right. Did you have that on Instagram?
No, that was before the time of Instagram. Instagram came out like a year and a half after that.
Where did you post it at?
Facebook? Yeah.
Hold on. D-Train just texted me. Phone or tablet only? So if you got to post stuff, it's got to be phone or tablet only. Has anybody posted any pictures onto our Instagram? Or are they allowed to, or can only we post the pictures?
No, they can tag you in photos, but you have to post the photos. Okay. They won't show up unless you share them.
Let's get, because I got to get the thing filled up with stuff. If you have...
Filled up with stuff?
I don't know. I'm just, this is new.
95 now.
All right. If you have a picture of us, Stan and Haney, with you at an event or something...
Oh, that would be nice.
Yes. Tag us and put it on Instagram. So often people come by and they want to take their picture with us. And we never see them. So now that we have an Instagram, you can find us.
I know we've taken a ton of pictures over the years.
Yep. Stan and Haney. That's the full and in there. Stan and Haney, 96K. And if you have pictures from events that we were at, things that we had our picture taken with you, post it up there on our brand spanking new Instagram site, because I'll tell you, at 1 o'clock it was zero followers, and we got how many? What? Where did your microphone go?
103, your triple digits.
Look at that. 103 already. And mentioning it in 10 minutes. It serves some purpose. Somebody's happy about it.
I don't know, but I know when we started talking there were 6, and now there's 103.
Yep. I want to hit 150. Do I hit 150, 150, 150?
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Can you catalog the good-looking girls in case they're real?
Sure thing.
Yeah. Check on it. And how do we? Because I know, like, celebrities and all that get the check mark that verified that it's them. How do you get that?
You have to be a lib,
huh?
You have to believe the right things
to get a check mark.
Yeah.
Do you have a check mark on?
No, but I've heard some companies can go. To Twitter on behalf of, like, other radio stations that I've worked for have gone to Twitter and as, like, a Christmas gift gotten certain people in the building.
Why would that be a gift?
Because the people are dumb. I have no idea. But they would get them the blue check mark, and that is a big Christmas
gift. I know on Twitter
gift.
That's the big thing to get the blue check mark.
Well,
that it's verified that it's you. It's not somebody opposing as you or a
then
a
we
fan.
Would have to start a new account that says real Stan and Haney.
Somebody else just did. Ours is Stan and Haney 96K. That's on the Instagram. How many we got? I want 150. I want to get to 150 before I go and mention the safe word for a thou.
You're at 125.
Look at that. We're only 25 away now. And it's just been minutes.
And you don't even have a single photo up.
No, we don't have anything up. That's why I'm asking people, if you got pictures, tag us and put it on our Instagram. So I can know. There are so many pictures that have been taken of us, and we don't even know it. And I don't know how to post a picture on Instagram. I'll be honest with you, I don't know how.
He said all they can do is tag us. They can't put it up there.
If they tag us, will it be on our Instagram wall?
If you share it, then it will. So I'll go in and I'll share them as they post
if
them.
If they post them, share them. And I can't do it on the office computer.
How attractive are we talking, Rob?
Show them one of the girls that is following us.
Well, problem is every single hot girl, their little photo is them with their boyfriend.
Oh, well,
that's never bothered me before.
It certainly hasn't. That's never been a wall.
That's not a deal breaker.
No, never has been. What are we up to?
134.
Oh, come on. I want to go 150 before the break.
You think about it, going all the way back to, like, high school. If a woman is even reasonable, she's got a boyfriend.
She's gone, yeah. She's dating somebody. The question is she happy?
No, they're never happy.
And the eyes start wandering.
Yeah.
And then you see, Haney, an institution in this part of the woods. And suddenly the boyfriend becomes secondary.
A lot of times you don't think they have a boyfriend, but they do.
Yeah. What are we up to? I'm going to take this call and then what are we up to?
143.
143. Come on, 7 away. 7 minutes away. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Shark Lover.
Hey, Shark Girl.
Hey, so with your Instagram, if you want to repost what people tag you with,
yeah,
you have to get a separate app called Repost.
What do you know about that, Rob?
I've never reposted it. Yeah.
So if somebody sends us a picture, we're tagged, and we got to get another app?
Yeah, you got to copy the link.
No,
I'm not doing that.
I ain't doing that.
You doing that, Rob?
No, he ain't doing that.
I'll have Teacher Tony do it.
Yeah. You know what? Then it stays blank.
Or you can take a screenshot of the image. Do you know how to take a screenshot?
That sounds like too much trouble.
Listen, you got to get with the times, man. It's a complicated world.
We just started today. Instagram with Stan and Haney today.
And you've surpassed your goal, 153.
All right.
Yeah, but there's nothing there.
I know. They're just following us. They love us.
Go on the app and press the plus sign.
Huh?
Take a picture of Dave and just put it on there so you have something.
All right, bye.
Plus sign.
I don't know.
Then
what
you got a copy and
don't have any idea what that
get
means.
Another app.
I'm going to put the photo up of Dave and the frog from yesterday up on the Instagram.
Good idea. Stick by your radio. Safe word. Chance at the thou in seconds. Stan and Haney.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
You don't know.
We're going to pee on you.
That is inappropriate.
Stan and Haney. 96 K Rock.
About a minute and a half if you want to get the safe word in for 4 o'clock. Weekend. Put that word in at 96krock.com on the K-Rock mobile app or text the safe word weekend to 45911. You got just seconds to do it.
Are they making Dave wear a name tag now?
Yep, I saw it. David is, but I'll tell you, here's Dave's. Dave's going to wear his name tag with pleasure. You know why?
Why?
He looks like a fool. He looks like an idiot wearing it, but he's going to have it on at Taco Fest on Sunday, which means the crew eats as many tacos for free as they want.
Let me see your name tag, Dave.
Rob.
That's what he says, no. Rob, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, how do I get one of those passes, Dave?
We'll get you a name tag, bro.
No, just like you got me that t-shirt you promised, too.
What, you promised him a t-shirt?
Yeah, fishing tournament last week.
Those are nice shirts.
Yeah, they're buried in the promotions room, man.
Really? Yeah. Then get Rob one and get Haney and I a couple of 2Xers.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get
As soon as you do traffic, you get them.
What are you talking about?
What? Don't you understand English?
I'm doing a show.
No, you're not.
Don't you hear good?
Yeah, you're going to do traffic and then you're going to get us some of them shirts. By the way, Rob.
He said something, you're going to get shirts.
Yeah. Oh. What do you got for us on Instagram? How many people are on there?
Let me check real quick. We put up our first photo.
Oh, what is it a photo of?
There's a montage. It's of Dave with the bullfrog
mummified bullfrog.
Right. Okay. Man. And we have, what do we got? How many followers? Because we just started Instagram at 1 o'clock.
169 followers, one post.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So can we see what's on our Instagram?
Oh, people are commenting on Dave's outfit.
Of course.
Of course they are.
Well, I guess no, because it's got to be on the phone. Yeah, you can't see it on a
phone
computer
screen. A tablet. Stan and Haney, 96K at the Instagram.
I'll follow you, boys.
You don't have to.
You know how many views El Camino has?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, I bet you it has a lot. Camino! Jeez, what an idiot.
Camino! Woo!
Jeez.
Camino! Camino! She liked to drink!
She liked to drug! She liked to drug!
Shithead.
Don't tell me to shut up!
Well, you're not a ship captain, man.
Lazaro is so pissed at you. Go ahead, talk bold now, and then when he comes in, you can say something to his face.
What happened to the other one? Didn't I do one like a duet with Cindy Lauper?
We don't have time for that.
Oh, man.
Let's get you
come
up.
On,
let's
man.
Get you up.
Come on.
Don't. Not the real one.
Yeah.
Don't. Not the real one.
How many views are we up to?
I worked very hard on that.
You did, yes.
So did I.
And if we want to play the instrumental version, I got no problem.
dude. Jeez, I played rhythm guitar and sang, bro.
You didn't do anything on it. You didn't. The only thing decent on it is the drums and the lead.
Listen to that rhythm.
No, you're incompetent.
He's a good rhythm player.
Man, I'm jamming, bro.
Yeah. I want to get to Haney's solo part.
It's only 2 minutes. Come on, man.
Yeah, because there's not a whole lot of lyric.
No. And I had to write some.
Yeah. At least in that.
Yeah. Oh, get it.
Yeah.
That's Haney.
You hear that?
And then it goes downhill. Right there.
Oh, get it, Dave.
Is this the only thing you've done?
No, I've got other stuff.
This is the only one recorded.
Yeah. 2 minute song took about 5 hours because he couldn't get it right.
It's called production, Stan.
No, you could, yeah. Burying you. Background vocalists are good.
Yeah, I didn't meet them.
No, you didn't do that.
Yeah, dude.
God, what a bullet in my head now. Jeez, this is a good one to do if you're in the bathtub with warm water and you cut your wrists.
Bro, this is rad, man. So,
you know, that's nice that you're proud of that.
Damn right. How many views we at, man?
You mean followers on Instagram?
No.
1.1K, brah.
Yeah, we got stuff on YouTube better than that. What do you got there for me, Ron?
182 followers.
Right on.
Woo!
Any more posts?
Not yet.
Okay.
D-Train did tag you in his story. Yeah. I'm not the most Instagram
proficient
person.
I don't know anything about it.
So we've just gone about this willy-nilly.
Yeah, but people are following us like mad.
Smash that like button.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Melvin gets more cash.
Yeah, that's what it means. That's what it means.
This is weird, though.
What?
Well, because El Camino just played, and it popped up a picture of you and me with Greg Brady for some reason.
Right on.
What?
Yeah, it's about us, Dave, not about you.
Oh, it says, congratulations, Stan, on 25 years.
Greg Brady.
Yep.
All right. This is sponsored, Dave.
All right.
So I got to get the sponsor in. It's brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers.
Dumb Dave tries to break board.
go to amrageroom.com.
Yeah.
All right. Donut Challenge.
Okay, we got two on the board here real quick, both in Lehigh Acres. The first crash is in the 600 block of Central Street East. So we need to look out for that there. And then Lehigh Acres, we have a crash on Alvin Avenue and Bitten Street, and that'll do traffic.
Stan's Science Corner.
You're looking at the old D-Train's YouTube posts the show.
Yeah.
You know, some of that stuff was absolutely brilliant. Nobody wanted that on for clicks.
That's before they cared.
Yep, about 2 years ago. Mark Haney has the headlines for you.
And then they tried to do something where Zito would just ask me a bunch of personal questions.
Yep. They didn't like that either.
Nope. Got a little too real.
Yep.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Rob, let me know when we get to 200.
Will do.
You know, if there's one thing this show is known for...
Oh, damn right. Since the beginning.
Yep. Let's see. Oh. A gentleman in the UK lost an insane amount of weight after his trainer got him legally banned from all fast food restaurants.
It's the way to do it. It's the way to do it.
A driver in Seattle foils a man in a high-speed police chase, but he didn't know he did it. He was just being a dick and refusing to let him pass.
Jeez.
And finally, a man in New Jersey began contacting local farms last year.
Yeah.
Asking for permissions to do unspeakable things with livestock.
Yes, I'm calling to find out if you got a cow.
Yes, sir.
How'd it do?
He didn't take it well when they said no. Yeah. We'll tell you how he displeasure. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
Why are you yawning, Dave?
No,
hey,
don't
why
know.
Don't you snap the F out of it?
Laughter.
He'll perk up now because he'll hear his fake
yep,
laugh.
Yup, and then he'll start talking to his recorded voice. Yeah, 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know, Halloween is fast approaching.
Oh, Dave's favorite holiday.
And your girlfriend's all excited about how she's going to whore it up this year.
Yep, what are we going to go with? Sexy mouse, sexy angel, and what bar are we going to go to? And by the time we leave, we're going to fight.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fights on Halloween.
Oh, yes. Because they want to all be looked at, and then their boyfriend or husband sees them being looked at by some drunk touching them, and then it starts getting nasty.
And then they're in the bar half naked, and you're minding your own business. You're going, I bet you don't mind being around a hot chick.
I'm going to die.
It's all true.
What a mess.
Halloween's for kids.
Why don't you just stop it? You know what's going to happen.
The logical conclusion.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things to consider before deciding on a Halloween costume.
Top things to consider before deciding on a Halloween costume.
If I want to go as a giant vagina, can I just wear a Justin Bieber mask? Wouldn't I get more candy if I skipped the costume altogether and went door to door with a knife?
Oh! Yeah. Wait, you trying to add something?
No. That was funny, Stan.
Am I super excited for Halloween, or am I a grown-up?
You know what? I won't put mine in. Let's just use Dave's and watch him react.
Can I dress as a zombie without people mistaking me for Pete Davidson all night? Is my costume so hip that I'll have to spend all night explaining to everyone who I'm supposed to be?
Come on, man. What, do we have to use piped-in stuff? You're live.
Give me a fake laugh, Dave.
Well, that just, you know, didn't tickle my funny
bone. Give me a fake laugh. Thank you.
Here we go. Back and forth. Monkeys do that.
I know.
What does Stan do all day? Top thing to consider a Halloween costume. Oh, this is a legitimate one. How hard will it be to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Might not be the best idea to take costume suggestions from Justin Trudeau.
Oh, thank you.
And finally, the very top thing to consider before deciding on a Halloween costume.
Yes.
Should I save money and just go as middle-aged misery?
That sucks.
Yeah, and that, my friend.
Elvis has left the building.
You know, Dave has a birthday coming
up. He sure does. He starts reminding us in January.
Hell yeah.
It's in December. Jesus.
Right around the corner, bro.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Or you can find us on Instagram, stanandhaney96k, where we're looking for 200.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're at 192 right now.
192, eight more to go. This is from our friend Meg. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I'm not sure if you guys touched on this or not. Maybe Haney could shed some light on this. Why isn't the media looking into Adam Schiff for brains? His travel itinerary from last year. Didn't Adam Schiff allegedly travel to the Ukraine and was funded by the Ukrainian government for his re-election campaign? I attempted to look into all of this. I could come up with President Trump's ties to the Ukraine, which wound up being nothing. This has me very interested. Signed, Meg.
Meg, you've opened the door to something bigger than I had intended to get into. But for for my entire life, I think anybody with a brain has known that the press, the media, has a leftward bent. But I've realized it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
They really are corrupt.
Yep.
And if you doubt that, and the only place you'll ever hear about it is on Fox, and they're trying to shut them down. But when you see all of these lefty talking heads on MSNBC and CNN, they go directly from a sheet of paper that the Democratic Party puts out every day. It's called talking points. Here's what we want you to hit today.
The little phrases, the sayings.
And one of the best examples is it went from nobody at all saying it to everybody, guests, moderators, anchors, all describing the situation at the border as a manufactured crisis. The day before, nobody was saying that.
Yep.
The next day, everybody said it.
Yeah, it's their talking points. He was 7-7 last week. What will Broadway Joe be this week? His NFL picks are next. Stan and Haney, 96K Ron.
This ain't nothing but a G-bang, bang, bang.
Sizzling, hissling, hissle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. We're going to be hooking up with Broadway Joe and his NFL picks momentarily. I'm going to tell you about Bike Night tomorrow night. Oh, I can't wait. It's a lot of fun in Cape Coral for Bike Night. But right now, we're going to get you updated on traffic with the man who does traffic on Fridays, the Mr. Know-It-All himself, Dave the Waterman.
All right, all right, all right. All right, we got four on the board. Let's start. Fort Myers, we have a crash to 5,000 block of Country Lakes Drive, so be on the lookout for that there. Also a crash in Fort Myers at Staley Road and Orange River Boulevard. Lehigh Acres, crash. Homestead Road North, right in front of the First Pawn Shop, so be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, you'll be there later on.
And that's a little far to go. And then in Cape Coral, we have a crash on the Cape Coral Bridge westbound. That'll do traffic another update, 30 minutes.
All right, thank you. Tomorrow night, Cape Coral Bike Night returns. Starts at 5 p.m., goes on into the evening. Southeast 47th Terrace, downtown Cape Coral. You can join us, K-Rock, at the big field stage. I'll be there. Dave will be there.
Hell yeah.
For the ZZ Top tribute, ZZ's Best. And of course, it's free admission. It's right out there on the street there. Vendors with plenty of food, drinks, and gifts. Lots of surprises as we begin a new season of Cape Coral Bike Night. Complete details on 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. Going to be fun. I love it.
And now, here's the youngster,
who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey.
How are you, buddy?
I'm okay. Stan, you know, I always have considered myself somebody with a pretty darn good sense of humor.
You have. You can laugh at yourself and others and equally, and that's what makes it so enjoyable, Broadway.
Having said that, I don't understand kids today.
Oh,
and
no.
What the things that they think are just hilarious, I do not for the life of me understand.
What did they do to you now, Broadway?
Well, it started with a series of prank calls.
Uh-huh.
And I know exactly how they got my home number.
How?
Well, because of the Homeowners Association, I have to be listed in there like anybody else.
Yeah, you do.
And it started with just a trickle. And at first I thought it was a mistake.
Uh-huh.
But I thought the person was either a woman or a very young male.
Uh-huh.
And it's not complicated. I pick up the phone. Hello?
Yeah. This is Broadway Joe.
Well, I don't. Come on. I don't say
Super
that.
Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl III.
Well, I don't do that. I just say, hello.
And then the other one on the other end of the line goes, Broadway Joe?
No. Here's what they do.
What do they do?
And they think it's so cute. They go, yes, is this Joel Namath?
Joel.
That's not my name.
No, you're Joe.
Okay. And then when I explain to them it's not my name, they just start laughing and hang up.
Oh, man.
And then the same thing will happen again an hour later with a different kid. Yes, is this Joel Namath?
No. And I'm sorry.
And now... I don't know if they raced the postman to my house, but on all my mail, they've started adding an L to my last name.
What, are they going into your mailbox and writing an L after the E?
Yes, and then it escalated from there, because evidently Joel wasn't funny anymore, even though that's not my name.
And so what do they do now?
Oh, now I'm known in the neighborhood. They wrote it on my mailbox. I'm Joel Namathematician. What the hell is funny about that?
I'm warning you right now, Broadway.
I heard you laugh.
It's funny. It's funny, but it can get annoying. I'm sure it can get...
My name is not Joel Namathematician.
Because
what
N-A-M-A-T-H, mathematician, Joel Mathematician.
But then I have a very good name.
It's a great name, Broadway. It's the kids. It's coming up on Halloween, and every year at this time, they do dirty tricks on you.
How the hell is adding an L to my first name and then calling me Namathematician?
That's pretty funny. I mean, all right, tell the kids to stop.
Little bastard.
All right. You were 7-7 last week.
And
that's the second week in a row, 500 picks.
Well, I haven't lost.
No, you haven't. You're still +8 for the year. So that's good. Did you have the Patriots beating the Giants last night?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the picks. Week number 6 in the NFL. I just want to let everybody know before Broadway Joe makes his picks that we have Buffalo, Chicago, Indianapolis, and Oakland forfeiting. They choose not to play this week. We're going to start. They're starting already, Joe. They're going to go across the pond, Carolina, Tampa Bay. 9 o'clock in the morning start for this thing.
Well, I hope the people in England enjoy it. No one will be watching here. I like Tampa.
All right, going with Tampa Bay for that early 9:30 a.m. game. 1 o'clock games on Sunday, Broadway. Seattle traveling to Cleveland. Cleveland, again, disappointing. They lost last week.
Yeah, I'm going to give them another shot. But if they don't deliver here, you know what? The season can slip away from you so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And what they did last year surprised a lot of people. And let's see if last year was an aberration or if they're the same old Browns.
All right, so you're going to go one more week picking Cleveland to win that one at home over Seattle. Kansas City lost last week, and they're at home taking on the Texans.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about that. When you look at your Super Bowl teams, they're not undefeated, you know, 13-3, something like that. Yeah. So I love Kansas City at home.
All right, going with the Chiefs at home. The Dolphins, coming off a forfeit week, are at home at Hard Rock to take on the Washington Redskins, an out-of-conference game.
Well, it's... the only time that these two teams have met in the last 4 years, and they won't meet again for another 4 years. So it's rare that you see the two of them play.
Yeah.
And very unusual circumstances in this game. I want to ask you a hypothetical question.
Okay.
The Washington Redskins are desperate to win a football game. They're 0-5, just fired their coach.
Yep. Gruden.
The Miami Dolphins haven't won a game. I don't know if they're desperate to win it or not.
Yeah, this could wind up being like a 3-3 tie or a 0-0 tie after overtime.
I just, they got Washington on the road, 3.5-point favorite. I got to agree with him, because if it comes down to who wants it more, I got to think that's Washington.
You're going to go with the Redskins over the Dolphins?
Absolutely.
All right, there we go.
A lot of people argue it would be a horrible mistake for Miami to win this.
The Eagles at the Vikings.
Boy, that's tough. This is one of those where I think both teams are capable. I've just got to go with the home team in this situation.
Going with the Vikings at home over the Eagles. New Orleans a winner last week. Jacksonville a loser last week. Jacksonville's at home taking on the Saints.
I like Jacksonville, and I know the ladies up there, they love that new quarterback, Gardner Minshew, and I've seen a lot of talk about free mustache rides, so I'm going with the Jaguars.
Let's see. The last of the 1 o'clock games will be the Cincinnati Bengals taking on Baltimore, the Ravens at home.
Well, you know, going back to Miami and the Redskins, they haven't won a game, and... some in Miami are making the mistake of not taking it week by week, and they're actually looking ahead to the week when they play the Bengals and trying their best to lose that one as well. I like Baltimore.
Going with Baltimore at home. The 49ers taking on the Rams. The Rams are struggling a little bit past couple of weeks.
Well, I don't want to say that word, but I think that's
a tough one for you.
Coming back.
Come on, Broadway, say it for me. Struggling. Come on.
You know that's what I was trying to say right when I tried to stick my tongue down Susie Kobler's throat.
I know. I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Struggling.
There we go. There we go. Who are you picking? Stop thinking about the word struggling and tell me who you're picking.
That was just a horrible mistake I made.
I know, and, but you were drinking then.
And I can't seem to live it down. That and the pantyhose.
Yup.
decades of life.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm known for.
I
like the Rams.
All right there, Joel.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Name mathematician.
You know what? I thought you were a friend.
You are. We're friends.
I thought that I could confide in
you. You got good humor. Come on. You learn to poke fun at yourself.
Joel. What's funny about Joel's name mathematician?
Another 4 o'clock
good
game.
Lord.
Arizona at home. The Falcons visiting. The Falcons in Arizona. What do you like?
Well, I'm thinking about my time in the Monday Night Football booth. Boy, this game is for the birds. Did you see where somebody got in trouble? Because we've both seen plenty of sportscasts over the years.
Yeah.
And somebody actually got in trouble over the baseball game for putting up a graphic that said Braves scalped.
Yep, can't do that anymore.
But they did that all the time.
I think during the Cardinals series, the Cardinals had a Native American pitcher on the mound, and they asked the Atlanta fans not to do the tomahawk chop because it was offensive, but they did it anyway.
Oh, for crying out loud. But I'm supposed to smile and grin and bear it when they call me Joel, name mathematician.
Yep. All right. What do you like in this game, Joel? Joe?
Cards.
Cardinals. All right, Tennessee, Tennessee at Denver.
Well, a couple of spectacularly unimpressive teams.
Yeah, I know.
I'll roll with the homies.
All right, going with Denver at home at Mile High. The last of the 4 o'clock games, Dallas traveling to the Meadowlands to take on your old team, the New York Football Jets.
You know, I think about the times that I played with no cartilage in my knee and all this. And, well, I guess, you know, the Jets quarterback, he came down with mononucleosis.
Yeah, that's like the kissing disease.
Like a freaking eighth grader.
Yeah.
I'll take Dallas.
Okay, taking Dallas. You know, you catch mono like when you kissed Susie Kobler. I mean, if either one of you were carrying, you could have caught mono.
Stan, I think you know me well enough that if I hadn't been drinking, would I have wanted to kiss that woman?
No, you would not have. Football night.
I don't even think she plays for our team.
Football night in America. 8:20 Sunday night. The Steelers taking on the Chargers. The Chargers are at home.
My God. Going on national television.
Yeah.
Blind drunk.
I want to kiss you. Remember that? I want to kiss you. You told everybody. I want to kiss you.
And I'm making an ass out of myself trying to make out with a rug muncher.
Wait a second. Let's go with the game. Pittsburgh at the Chargers.
I'll take Pittsburgh.
All right. Well, Pittsburgh on the road. And Monday Night Football, Broadway, Monday night, 8:15 p.m. on ESPN. Detroit visiting Green Bay.
Well, I went against Green Bay and regretted it immediately. I'll take the Packers.
Going with the Packers. Again, Buffalo, Chicago, Indianapolis, Oakland all forfeiting this week. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL winners for this week, week number 6 in the NFL. His winners: Tampa Bay, Cleveland, Kansas City, Washington, Minnesota, Jacksonville, Baltimore, the Rams, Arizona, Denver, Dallas, Pittsburgh, and on Monday night, Green Bay. Broadway, don't be so sensitive and thin-skinned about people calling you Joe, nay mathematician, because that's far less offensive than you going on national TV like you did about 15 years ago and want to kiss Susie Kobler and say it to, I want to kiss you. You did that. That's more embarrassing than some punk kids in your neighborhood changing the name on your mailbox.
Well, I guess you're right. It'd be the same thing as me suddenly calling you Cocker Spaniel.
Yep, right you are. All right. Yep. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Joe Namath. Joe, what are you doing here, man?
Behaving in Las Vegas. The first time ever I'm behaving.
That's crazy.
You know what? We're here with the Namath Rapid Cooker.
Uh-huh.
It's an innovative cooker that we're very proud and excited about.
How'd that happen?
Well, it happened actually through the family. I have a cousin here that turned me on to this situation. We talked about how much we like to cook out.
Right.
How much we like to tailgate. How much we like to go fishing and using a cooker. So we devised a new cooker, one that heats up fast to 1,400 degrees.
Really, I'm limping along at about 500 with my barbecue in the backyard,
right.
So that's a lot of heat.
Right. Well, the heat source is on top, you see,
uh-huh.
And it goes through some ceramic brick.
Okay.
And that's what generates the heat high and fast, so you can sear the flavors into the steaks.
So it's almost like a commercial broiler like you'd see in a big-time restaurant in New York.
That's right. That's how you get that taste on the meat and the chicken and the fish, you see. You sear the juices in with that high temperature quickly. We cook on top of the drawer, and the juices will fall down into this drawer, so there's zero flare-up.
Okay, and it seems like probably less cleanup too, right?
Oh, yeah, and you could just put it in the sink or whatever to clean it up. It's just these two sheets to clean up, and this is stainless steel.
Yeah.
Even the stand is stainless steel, top quality.
But you also have a line of meats you've come out with?
Oh, yes, yes. And this, again, when I mentioned my cousin, he's a chef. He knows about the food, you see.
Yeah.
So we do have dry-aged steaks. You see, dry-aged is a major key whenever you want to have that taste to it.
Okay.
All right, and we do the porterhouse, we do the strips, we do the baseball steaks, and they're USDA approved, so they're excellent brand, excellent grade.
That's cool. All right, so let's talk price on this one, but give me a ballpark on what it's going to cost.
Well, I tell you what, just for this unit on top, the cooker itself would say like $399.
Okay.
And for the stainless steel table, $100.
Oh, that's not bad. And this thing, let's see, pick it up right here.
29 pounds.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's real cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah, even a lady, young lady could handle it.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Young lady. Can handle that. We got the baseball. It's the reason that went out of business is 1,400 degrees with a raw steak burning. That's a good brand.
Yeah. I don't think you can sell food unless it's USDA approved.
That's good bread. This is almost like a commercial oven, isn't it, Broadway?
Yeah, I think... It's not USDA approved.
Yeah, that's a good brand. I'd like to take credit for this.
You've done it in the past.
Yeah.
It would not be the first time you've done it.
I drove them out of Fort Myers.
It's true.
Shemp Smith. I call him Shemp because he's like a stooge. Shepard Smith, Fox News anchor, abruptly departs Fox Network. I had a few run-ins with him when he was a half-assed anchor and reporter at Channel 2 back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't even, we'd go down to the station because we'd do promos or something for the, he'd be right there, couldn't even look me in the eye and then would do nothing but whine. Because I called him Shemp. Shepard Smith, the chief news anchor of Fox News, said on Friday that he was leaving the cable news network because of Stan. No, leaving the cable news network, an abrupt move that left some of his co-workers openly stunned. Yeah, really? Not me. I'm not stunned by it. Last month, Mr. Smith was sharply critical of Mr. Carlson. On his show, Shepard Smith reporting, Mr. Smith said that it was repugnant that a guest of Mr. Carlson's on the show was allowed to call a regular Fox News contributor, the legal analyst Andrew Napolitano, a fool.
Yeah, it was Joe DeGenova called Judge Knapp a fool.
Mr. Carlson fired back at Mr. Shemp Smith on his own program, mocking Shemp's comments and saying, unlike maybe some dayside hosts, I'm not very partisan. Shemp is claims to be a nonpartisan news anchor and was often accused by President Trump of liberal bias. The story is still developing. No complete details on why he walked out.
Well, I have a few more details for you, Stan.
All right.
He went to the powers that be at Fox and told them...
Big baby. This is the way he was down here, too.
And told them that he would like to leave. Now, according to him, they begged him to stay, but graciously allowed him to leave. However, having said that, he doesn't want you to look for him to be doing any reporting anytime soon.
Look for him at CNN or MSNBC.
But this will allow him to spend some time with his loving long-term partner. Shemp is 55, and his boy Gio is 31.
Life partner.
They love each other very much.
Yeah.
You know, in a physical way. And not only will allow him to spend time with his love, Gio, doing the things that they do.
Yeah.
But
a physical way.
It will also involve their dog, who is like their baby.
Dave, ready for new traffic? It's brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Naples.
Dave can't handle it.
Oh man. This guy, he was trouble when he was in Fort Myers.
My mind's blown. All right. It's quitting time. Woo! Give me a woo, Stan.
Woo!
All right. One on the board here in Fort Myers.
Stan wins again.
Damn right.
Got rid of Shemp, I got rid of Scoville.
That's true.
Damn right, boys.
And we don't even need to bring up Uncle Larry.
No.
All right, well, the crash is in Fort Myers in the 5,000 block of Country Lakes Drive, and you're up to date in another 30 minutes.
That was a combined effort.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he actually did it to himself. We just put a magnifying glass on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Eric Severide in New York, George Herman in Washington, Leslie Stahl in Washington, Fred P. Graham in Atlanta, Peter Kalischer in Paris, Tom Fenton in Paris, Robert Shackney in Des Moines, and tonight, a special report, The Energy Crisis.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Are we getting tired of it yet? We're only 11 days in.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday,
October
11th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is. I'm Mark Haney.
Tied up.
Rip the knob off.
Time now for things you didn't know. You know what you call a Swiss Army knife in South Korea?
What? A Swiss Army knife? That's what they call it all around the world.
Not in South Korea.
What do they call it?
They call it a MacGyver knife.
Well, they're influenced by a lot of American television.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Stan, but French law requires all dead bodies transported into that country must have proper identification.
Bodies transported in where?
France.
It must have identification.
Yes. Well, this caused an interesting problem in 1974 when the mummy of Ramses II was transported from Egypt to France. The mummy...
Dead body.
The mummy was issued a passport listing occupation as king, parentheses, deceased.
Accurate description?
You know, if there's one thing this show is known for...
Since the very beginning.
Something or other. I'll think of it in a moment.
Where are you going, Shemp? Where are you going?
Maybe you'll go work with Ralphie Maddow.
Yeah, I got a feeling. Certainly wouldn't want to set foot in this town again.
It's for the best.
It is.
You know, where he can go somewhere and be his flamboyant self.
Start anew. Start anew. Start fresh.
Instead of having to pretend to be something he's not. Yeah. Well, it's been a great day today already. Hanoi Jane Fonda had zip ties put on her and was thrown in a paddy wagon today.
Did you see also the big ceremony on TV where Trump and the Chinese have reached a early agreement on things, and he did it live in the Oval Office holding up agreements and the Chinese representatives, and a lot of big ceremony about it, and the stock market decided to spike a little today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still got plenty of room to spike more. Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily the Chinese and them willing to talk again and have entry-level agreement. It was his speech last night when he was showing you how the FBI agent lovers were.
Oh, Lisa. I love you, Lisa. Oh, Peter.
He's brilliant.
That was the best.
Yeah.
And you know what happened outside that arena?
Riots. You had your Antifa there. You had all of them throwing rocks and bottles at horses.
And we've all seen the pictures of Hong Kong where you'll see them waving American flags. You know what Antifa did?
What?
As they're burning MAGA caps, they're waving Chinese flags.
Yes. Yeah. Come on. Wake up, people.
Sick. These are sick people.
Sick and disgusting.
Where was I?
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. If there's one thing this show is known for, if you like potato chips that taste like chicken, boy, what a day. Pringles is coming out with two brand new flavors. Rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And Parmesan and roasted garlic.
I love it. Love it.
Now, we don't have an official date. Pringles only says coming soon, but they weren't done yet. There are also onion ring flavored Pringles available now, but exclusively at 7-Eleven.
Ah, I'll tell you, you chicken flavored I'm going to tell you something, and you might have remembered it when you were a kid. Maybe your mom bought it for, like, hors d'oeuvres. Chicken and a biscuit. The cracker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you put that with some aerosol cheese.
It's unbelievable. I had a stop. A few months back, I got a box of it with aerosol cheese.
Yeah, that's the only way to eat them.
It is so effing good. And they're not cheap. Those chicken and biscuit crackers are a little bit more expensive.
Would you make yourself sick?
No.
Like that onion dip?
No, the onion dip. I was craving it. I said, you know what? Don't put it on a regular cracker or Ritz cracker. It's got to be chicken and biscuit.
With aerosol cheese.
Aerosol cheese. But I'll eat the chicken and biscuit straight out of the box.
Yeah, but you're ripping yourself off.
No, it's a bonus with the aerosol cheese.
Mm-hmm.
With the whiz.
Yep.
Oh. It is especially so good.
Especially when you get to the end of the can, it goes...
Yeah, you get it right there. You get a little bit left on that cracker.
It just kind of splatters on.
Look for it in your grocer's shelves. Chicken and a biscuit. It's the greatest cracker ever made.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I want to know what's going on there.
No, but, I didn't know. This is just Stan talking. Uncompensated.
Have times changed, Stan?
Yes, they have.
A new survey asked people if marriage is important to them. 57% said yes, it's very important. 27% said, and 15% said absolutely.
Well, I thought that's still pretty high.
Higher than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Yep. mostly surveyed women who know that a marriage is not the long haul, life, death, happiness, good and bad. It's the attention they get at their wedding.
Oh, yeah. It's got nothing to do with you.
It's got nothing to do with me. It's got, they like to say that they want to have the wedding. They want to get the dress. They want to get the flowers. They want to get the venue. They want to get the photographer. They want all of that.
And they want to have the pictures.
Yes. And that's why it's important to them. The rest of the stuff, through sickness and in health and, you know, no, that goes in one ear and out the other.
No. No. And, you know, it's really, it's more like, you know, a couple of years go by and on the same level of emotion of, should I refi?
Yeah. Yeah.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I'll bet whoever said, all you need is love, but a little jewelry never hurt anybody, might know Jason and Todd at the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Jason and Todd offer more than just a little bit of jewelry at the Diamond District. They have the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds in Southwest Florida, and they are one of the number one forever marked diamond dealers in North America. From now to the end of October, Jason and Todd are offering you 27% off diamond stud earrings and stunning fashionable diamond earrings. Elegant inside out diamond hoops, 27% off. Sweet diamond dangles, 27% off. All diamond stud earrings, 27% off. The Diamond District has nearly 1,000 pairs of diamond earrings to choose from. Visit Jason and Todd today and see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. You simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 28-year-old gent in the United Kingdom by the name of Dibsey McClintock decided it was finally time to lose weight last year after he got up to 560 pounds.
That's heavy.
Now, the man was very sorry
that he got fat. He will slim down.
Rap about. It's called that I'm sorry that I got fat. I will slim down. This is the song that is reminding me that I'm fixing to lose weight and go on a strict diet. The first time when I got fat, I was eating those fatty hamburgers, fries, and all that. That's what I'm gonna do something about it right now. And this is the song that I just wrote.
Yep.
About I'm sorry that I got fat.
I will slim down.
I will slim down. So here it goes right now. Before I got fat, I was slim. That was this time when I was eating McDonald's. I kept eating McDonald's for 5 years from 1987.
McDonald's.
White Castle.
Oh, that's tough.
What I'm going to do,
that's tough.
I'm sorry that I got fat. Sorry that I got fat. I'm sorry that I got fat.
I will slim down.
I'm getting tired of eating McDonald's. That's the same as I'm tired of eating Wendy's, Burger King.
Burger King, Burger, Burger King,
and other places.
And other places. I'm sorry that I got fat. I will slim down.
From now on, I'm staying away from fatty foods.
Yeah. Sorry that I got fat.
I will slim down. Sorry that I got fat. I will slim down. I will slim down. Sorry that I got fat. I will slim down.
Slap that bass.
Fat, get off me.
Get off me, fat.
I will slam down.
Fat, get off me.
I will slam down. I will slam down.
So as we were saying, Dibsy McClintock decided it was finally time to lose weight and go on a strict diet and stop eating fatty foods.
Like McDonald's. Burger King,
Wendy's, and other places.
White Castle.
Got up to 560 pounds. He got in touch with a personal trainer named Mike Hind, who works with one client a year free of charge. What is Mike's method?
What is it?
He got Fatty legally banned from all fast food and takeout places in his neighborhood.
Get yourself arrested.
But he didn't stop there.
No.
He then put up flyers all over town with Fatty's photo.
Like a mugshot.
That said, save Dibsy, obesity is killing him, do not serve this man.
I will slim down.
Now, it worked.
Yeah.
He dropped a ton of weight, and Mike will have you know, the trainer.
Yeah.
For his services.
Yeah.
The bill would have been over 60 grand.
Yep, and what's he left with? A lot of loose skin.
Mm-hmm. Fat apron.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 31-year-old gent by the name of Richard Decker from beautiful Vernon, New Jersey.
Vernon. Rob, you're from New Jersey. You know where Vernon is? What exit is that?
No idea. I think it's north.
In August last year...
Only person from New Jersey that doesn't know an exit.
In August of last year, Richard began contacting local farmers.
Oh, this is sick. This is bad.
With a simple request, all above board. He didn't want to go and, you know, step on anybody's property.
Right.
He wanted to get permission to have relations with cows and or horses and was looking for a good spot where the farmer understood.
Yep. I understand your condition. Feel free.
And believe it or not, every damned farmer turned him down flat. But that didn't stop Richard.
No.
He continued to ask for months on end. Until finally, he could take the rejection no more.
Lock that corral up.
And at that point, he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Well, he placed homemade metal spikes in the farmer's driveway.
Oh, my goodness.
To pop their tires.
That'll teach them.
It took a while, but police finally made the connection between Richard's unusual request and the property damage of the popped tires, and he was arrested last week.
You look like you'd pal around with him, Dave.
No way, bro.
What's up, Dave?
Nah,
yeah,
man.
What's up, man?
You want to go cow tipping?
What's up, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go shrooming, dog.
He's facing 22 charges, including attempt to initiate sexual conduct with an animal. Doesn't he know the story of the old bull and the young bull?
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Friday, October 11th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
There he is, little Mark Haney, telling it like it is.
You're a good boy, Dave.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Yep.
Damn right.
Jason Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Jeez, if I hear
was
it again, Dave.
Just bragging on himself?
Yes. Well, I just and said, he did it in the office before we were on the air yesterday, the wedding photos, because my wife got him a headshot.
Because Dave
copies.
Just can't get over what
how,
a handsome
how
man
handsome
he is.
You know what?
Up.
I take a great photo, bro.
Don't forget Adelita's Way tonight at the Buddha.
Your bros don't want to hear that, dude.
You can still get it online. $10, $15 at the door. Adelita's Way tonight at the Buddha.
But the ladies do.
Shut
Yeah, so
up.
Keep it for the ladies,
yeah.
Man.
And where's my $28 to give my wife? She bought them for you.
Where's your damn popcorn machine?
Yeah.
Yep. Jeez.
Stuff your face. All right, all right, all right. Quitting time. I'm headed to a Buddha here shortly. Woo.
Jeez.
Did you just say Dave was all talk?
Yes, I did.
What does he do?
All talk.
What does he do?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, let me do
that. I ain't got time for this.
Who got four crashes?
You're supposed to provide a service. Now do it.
Four crashes on the board here. Let's start. Lehigh Acres crash. Bella Court and 5th Street West. Two crashes. Fort Myers. Lee Road and Alico Road. And the second crash at Fort Myers. 12,000 block of Metro Parkway. And you're up to date.
Let's laugh.
Hello and Dan.
Shut up.
Stan and Haney. Stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be. On 96 K-Rock.
Remember when you were a kid and they told you you shouldn't drink? Well, you really shouldn't drink. It's not going to solve all your problems. You're just going to forget about them for a little while. All right, line them up. Sounds good to me. It's better than thinking about this all the time. I drink so much more now, so much more. And not like that fun happy hour drinking either. Ever since I had kids, it's more like standing alone at the kitchen sink kind of drinking. Daddy's a lot more fun when he gets some of his magic juice inside of him. Every picture my daughter draws of me now has me with a martini glass. It's just a triangle, a stick, and my three fingers. Yeah, three fingers. She's not that bright, but she's a good kid. She makes a mean drink, too. You'd like her. No, it's good. Alcohol's good. It's right? This is a communal way to be happy. You're all in it together. You're thinking the same way. It's a good thing. That's why I don't like antidepressants. Sneaky way to be happy. Right? Just brushing your teeth alone in the morning, popping a pill. Yay! I love Mondays. No, you don't. You're a liar. You're cheating the system. Really, you
always have considered myself somebody with a pretty darn good sense of humor.
You have. You can laugh at yourself and others and equally, and that's what makes it so enjoyable, Broadway.
Having said that, I don't understand kids today.
Oh,
and
no.
What the things that they think are just hilarious, I do not for the life of me understand.
What did they do to you now, Broadway?
Well, it started with a series of prank calls.
Uh-huh.
And I know exactly how they got my home number.
How?
Well, because of the Homeowners Association, I have to be listed in there like anybody else.
Yeah, you do.
And it started with just a trickle. And at first I thought it was a mistake.
Uh-huh.
But I thought the person was either a woman or a very young male.
Uh-huh.
And it's not complicated. I pick up the phone. Hello.
Yeah. This is Broadway Joe.
Well, I don't. Come on, I don't say
Super
that.
Bowl MVP, Super Bowl III.
Well, I don't do that. I just say, hello.
And then the other one on the other end of the line goes, Broadway Joe?
No. Here's what they do.
What do they do?
And they think it's so cute. They go, yes, is this Joel Namath?
Joel.
That's not my name.
No. You're Joe.
Okay. And then when I explain to them it's not my name, they just start laughing and hang up.
Oh, man.
And then the same thing will happen again an hour later with a different kid. Yes, is this Joel Namath?
No. And I'm sorry.
And now, I don't know if they raced the postman to my house, but on all my mail, they've started adding an L to my last name.
What, are they going into your mailbox and writing an L after the E?
Yes, and then it escalated from there, because evidently Joel wasn't funny anymore, even though that's not my name.
And so what do they do now?
Oh, now I'm known in the neighborhood. They wrote it on my mailbox. I'm Joel Namathematician. What the hell is funny about that?
I'm warning you right now, Broadway.
I heard you laugh.
It's funny. It's funny, but it can get annoying. I'm sure it can get
My name is not Joel Namathematician.
Because N-A-M-A-T-H, mathematician, Joel mathematician.
But then I have a very good name.
It's a great name, Broadway. It's the kids. It's coming up on Halloween, and every year at this time, they do dirty tricks on you.
How the hell is adding an L to my first name and then calling me mathematician?
That's pretty funny. I mean, all right, tell the kids to stop.
Little bastard.
All right. You were 7-7 last week.
And?
And that's the second week in a row, 500 picks.
Well, I haven't lost.
No, you haven't. You're still +8 for the year. So that's good. Did you have the Patriots beating the Giants last night?
Absolutely.
All right. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL winners for this week, week number 6 in the NFL. His winners: Tampa Bay, Cleveland, Kansas City, Washington, Minnesota, Jacksonville, Baltimore, the Rams, Arizona, Denver, Dallas, Pittsburgh, and on Monday night, Green Bay. Broadway, don't be so sensitive and thin-skinned about people calling you Joe Namathematician, because that's far less offensive than you going on national TV like you did about 15 years ago and want to kiss Susie Kobler and say it to, I want to kiss you. You did that. That's more embarrassing than some punk kids in your neighborhood changing the name on your mailbox.
Well, I guess you're right. It'd be the same thing as me suddenly calling you Cocker Spaniel.
Yep, right you are. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.